There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Tuesday, August 7th edition. We have a 14-game slate on tap for you this Tuesday after a just crazy Monday of action. Really, really weird Monday of action. So we move on to Tuesday, and with 14 games, pitching is suspect. Let's look at the totals real quick before we dig into it. Before we do that, let me talk to you about our sponsor on the show, Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store. If you're a first-time player at Draft, use promo code SDSports. It'll get you into a free $3 tournament. It's a ton of fun. Snake-style drafting. You got five players. You're in, you're out. They have baseball, basketball, football, hockey, golf, the works. So you can play the PGA Championship this week and have an absolute blast with it. You can play baseball day-to-day. You know, basketball and hockey when it gets going, NFL. And right now, they're doing NFL best balls, which are an absolute blast. They're one of the best in the business at doing NFL best balls. So go check it out. Use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit, and you'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice, including it could be an NFL best ball. Totally up to you. And they have massive best ball tournaments going over there with $100,000 to the winners. So go check them out. Draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports. Also, if you're looking to write in the sports world, fantasy, news, gambling, whatever you prefer, and you're looking for a place to go, thesportsdegens.com is always looking for more and more contributors. So check us out and slide into our DMs at thesportsdegens, or on the website we have a link to write for thesportsdegens. Go check it out. Let us know. We are happy to have more and more guys coming. It's going to be a fun football season, and we got more coming your way. Last but not least, if you can give us a rating and review on whatever source you listen to, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, Stitcher, we're going to be on iHeartRadio here shortly, YouTube, you name it, we are everywhere, and do it for all the shows. If you want to do just under SD Radio, it covers every show. If you want to go show by show, that would be great as well. The more, the better. The more we have, the more we can do. So please go take a few seconds to do that. We'd much, much appreciate it. All right, now that house clean is out of the way, let's talk MLB DFS. Totals on the slate. You have Braves at Nationals, 7.5. Red Sox at Jays, 9.5. Orioles at Rays, 8. Reds at Mets, 9. Twins at Indians, 8.5. Cardinals at Marlins, 8. Mariners at Rangers, 11.5. Yankees at White Sox, 9.5. Padres at Brewers, 8.5. Cubs at Royals, 9.5. Waiting on Coors Field because Chad Bettis is coming off the DL, but that one's going to be around at least 11. Philadelphia, Arizona, 8. Dodgers, A's, 8. Tigers, Angels, 8. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to count Coors as the fifth of 9.5 or more on a 14-game slate. We have, if you want to throw a 9 there, we have 6 at 9 or more. We have 8 at 8.5 or more. So definitely offense to attack on this slate. Pitching is here, but the good guys are priced up as expected. You got Mad Max Scherzer leading the way at $13,900 at home against the Atlanta Braves, a Braves team, which he's faced. He started 3 games against this year. 20 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, 24 strikeouts. He's averaging 22 DraftKings points per start against the Bravos. His last time out when he faced him, 6 innings, 8 hits, 2 earned, 7 strikeouts for 22.1 DraftKings points. He had 30 points his last time out, 41 prior to that. Then 22, 19, 12, 20, 17. He had a stretch there where he was not making value. Scherzer has to go off to make value, and he can. He's one of the best strikeout pitchers in all of baseball. He's got a 35% strikeout rate, which is just insanity. Almost a 16.5% swinging strike rate. These numbers are just nuts. But the Braves only strike out 20.5% of the time. They do have a lot of power from the left side of the plate. And yes, they have the lowest total at 2.9. Lefties 250 run, righties 286. But they have a 316 wOBA versus right-handed pitching. And, you know, Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies and company, they can get hot. They have struggled a bit of late, but they can get it going. So Scherzer is a very, very good play. Just realize there is some risk with the Braves. We'll see some of them have some history against him. Still a really good play. If you want to play all the way up, you go for it. But for $14,000, there is more risk than you like at that price point. Next up, we're going to look at Zach Greinke at 10-1. He's my top price pitcher in the high-priced range. He's faced Philadelphia once this year, 6 innings, 5 earned, but 9 Ks for 15.5 points. He's pitching really, really well at home this year, averaging 21 DraftKings points per start with a 2.44 ERA. He had 16.5 his last time out, prior to that 26.2, 44.2, 32.9. So he's been feeling pretty good of late. A couple of hiccups in 27, 29.7. He's been much, much better the last couple of months than he was when he started out the season. When you're looking at Greinke, you're facing a Philadelphia team. This is why I like him big time on the slate. That strikes out 26% of the time. They have the same K rate as Greinke, 26%. He's got a good ground ball rate of 42%. Does give up some loud contact, which is not good. But it's definitely a guy we can look to target here. Phillies have a 3.55 total. Lefties hit 3.15, righties 3.19. Phillies have a 3.14 wOBA, 169 ISO, average at best. So if you're going all the way up, I'm going Greinke at 10-1. If you can get to Scherzer, especially in cash, go for it. But I'm going to be sticking to the Greinke range at 10-1 because there are some serious bats I want on this slate. So I might not even go up here. The last guy I look at in the 9K and above is Rich Hill at $9,500 at the Oakland A's. Yes, the blister is always a potential here. He's been better on the road than at home this year, averaging 17 points a game on the road compared to 13.2 at home. A 3.09 ERA on the road compared to 4.12 at home, which is very interesting. But his last couple road starts at Atlanta, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 8 Ks for 33.4 points. At Milwaukee, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 9 Ks for 28.1. His last home start, he got 15-3 against Milwaukee. So really, really good in those last couple road starts. He's facing an Oakland team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So that it does stand out a bit, but he does give up almost 45% hard contact, which is not good against an A's team with a lot of pop in that lineup. An A's team with almost a total of 4 on the slate. Lefty's 343, righty's 339. So this could be an interesting spot to target some A's in a GPP. At the same time, Rich Hill, that's why it's a good GPP matchup, because the A's have that power versus the lefty that could do some serious damage. So people might not own Rich Hill. At the same time, Rich Hill can deal when he shows up. So it's kind of a pick your poison. I think he's a great GPP play at $9,500. It's boom or bust. But if he does what he can do, he could put you up 25-plus points at $9,500. And he can be the top-priced pitcher 9K and above tonight. So at the 9K and above, I got Greinke 1, Scherzer 2, Rich Hill 3. Now when you look at the 7s and 8K range, yes, with 14 games on tap, I have 7 pitchers for you to look at, and I'm not even in love with all of them. But first up, we have Andrew Heaney, $8,800 at home against the Detroit Tigers. To me, yes, Heaney has struggled tremendously. He's been great at home this year, 22.5 DraftKings points on average with a 2.44 ERA. His last home start against the Mariners, 8 innings, 3 earned, 5 Ks for 17.2 points. You know, he got 10.7 at Tampa, but then 17.2, 19.9, 17.5. 30.2, 27.6. We had a really good run there. A bad minus 3.1, 20.4, 25.6. So a really good run there from Heaney, and he's facing a Tigers team. That offense is just horrible. Trempiano was absolutely dealing last night. Mike Socha should just resign now instead of at the end of the season, because taking him out of that game with a one-hitter going was absolute BS. He had us like 17 DraftKings points. He was at 62 pitches. The dude could have gone the distance for us. Socha's an idiot. Absolute idiot. But when you're talking about Andrew Heaney, you got a Tigers team that strikes out about 20.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He has a 23% K rate, 42% ground ball rate. A little bit of a hard contact issue, but the Tigers, third lowest total on the slate at 3.4. Lefties 256, righties 343. They have a 318 wOBA, not bad, but a 158 ISO doesn't scare, or 150 ISO doesn't scare you at all. So Heaney at $8,800, definitely a guy I can look at in that matchup versus the Tigers. Nick Pivetta, if you want to keep rolling these dice, he's going to be out there at $8,400. His last couple starts, you know, 21-7, 22-7, 17-2, 23-4. His last four starts have been outstanding. And he's given up 2 earned, 5 earned, 4 earned, 3 earned, but he's got the strikeout, 7 or more Ks in all 4 of those starts. He hasn't faced Arizona yet this season. He's been much better at home than on the road, so keep that in mind. But when you're looking at Pivetta, Arizona strikes out 24% of the time for strikeout pitching. That is big time, because Pivetta's up to a 29% strikeout, 12% swinging strike, 45% ground ball, and only 33% hard contact, which is not bad at all. Nick Pivetta's been very, very good. He just happens to run into a couple bad innings here and there, which really ruined him, but the strikeouts are there to save him on your DraftKings nights. When you look at Arizona, a team total just below 4.5, lefties do hit 346, and they have, you know, David Peralta and Marte and Descalso, a couple bats there, Eduardo Escobar, but righties hit 269, and then you look at the D-backs, a 304 wOBA and 156 ISO is nothing sexy at all. And if you believe in the humidor, well, that's another factor to back your claim here. So you look at a guy like Nick Pivetta at $8,400, people I don't think are going to want to go there. And I think he can be a sneaky low-owned GPP play on this 14-game slate. Last but not least, the top play should be the chalk play. Chase Anderson, $7,800 at home against the San Diego Padres. We know Padres bad versus righties. They keep beating the dead horse if you want, but I don't need to. He's faced him once this year, 6 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 6 Ks for 23 DraftKings points. He's Mr. Consistency. He should be in all of your cash games. If you can max him with you can mix and match him with Max Scherzer, you're going to that's a great cash game lineup if you can make that work. He's got 18-5, 19-1, but then 12-2, 11-2, 12-5, 19-9, 23, 23 or 24-24, a 5, but then a 30. He's basically a double-digit machine with like 15-plus point upside going up against the Padres team, which he's already dealt against once this year. He's back at home now. They strike out 26% of the time. He's a minus 190 home favorite. Padres have a 3-5 team total, 6th lowest on the slate. Lefties 315, righties 375, but a 284 wOBA, 121 ISO. It's bad, really, really bad. So Chase Anderson at 78, going to be very popular tonight, but a very good spot to pitch. So in the middle range here, I got Chase Anderson 1, Heaney 2, Pivetta 3. But I think Pivetta could be your sneaky one. A Pivetta Hill will be Pivetta Rich Hill combo be so low owned. It's risky because they're both facing decent offenses, but they're at really, really good prices. If they both pitch to their abilities, they're going to get you 50 plus points, and you're going to have some very low owned 50 plus points. Just depends on where you want to go with it. If you're max multi entering, I'd have some of those guys in your lineups. And then when you come to punts, down below, there is nothing good below Chase Anderson. CC, he's been okay. He's at the White Sox, no. Tyon and Coolers, no. Mike Montgomery just doesn't go deep enough for $7,000. If something changes, we get a report that he will, maybe. But no. Problem runs against Toronto, no. Felix, no. Brad Keller, no. Pablo Lopez, maybe. You can look at Pablo Lopez at $5,800 against the St. Louis Cardinals, maybe. He's been much better on the road than at home this year. It's limited sample size, but he's up 18.5 points his last time out on the road. His time prior on the road, 25-1. Struggles tremendously at home, and he is at home. So be careful on this one. But it is a St. Louis team that is struggling a ton. So Pablo Lopez at 58, you could look at. The only other guy I'm going to mention, he's $4,900, and it is Alex Cobb of the Baltimore Orioles going up against Tampa Bay. He's faced Tampa Bay 3 times this year, 16 and a third, 11 earned runs, 7 Ks, averaging 4 DraftKings points per start. But he's been better of late, 23-3. He had the 6.1 against Tampa, 13-1, 12.1, a 6-5, a 14-2, a -4.7, a 22-2, a 12-4. He's $4,900. You just give us double digits. Just double digits. It's all we want. It's very, very risky as Tampa's bats have been heating up now. Jake Bauer's been a huge addition to that lineup, as we know. But they still strike out 22.5% of the time versus righties. Cobb doesn't have a huge strikeout rate or a swinging strike rate, so tons of contact. But a 50% ground ball rate. Tampa Bay's team total is 4.5. Lefties 360, righties 346. But you look at Tampa, 313 wOBA, average at best, and a really bad 138 ISO versus righties. So they have hit a lot better of late. Could they destroy Cobb? Yes. They've hit him well all season. Most of baseball has hit him well all season. But for $4,900, there's a little window there for something to be very, very interesting if you want to take that gamble. You could add him with Max Scherzer or Greinke and still get a ton of bats in your lineups. So recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, I got Greinke 1, Scherzer 2, Rich Hill 3. In the middle, Chase Anderson, Andrew Heaney, Nick Pivetta. And then down below, Cobb. If you want to look at Pablo Lopez, you can. But it's Cobb or nothing pretty much for me for right now. Unless we see some more. So join us in the SD Slack chat, as there's lots of chatter going on there every day, trying to help each other out, make better and better lineups. Let's go to the catcher's position, where it's going to be top-heavy, as expected. But we found our Zunino yesterday. Hope you guys played that. I told you that was the guy to play. He went ding-dong at 20-plus DraftKings points, and you only had to pay $3,600 for him. Let's see if we can find some of that today. But up top, you got Cervelli and Coors at 45. It's very interesting. Robinson Chirinos at 43 versus King Felix. King Felix is washed. You can go that way for sure. If Yan Gomes cracks the lineup versus Mejia, he crushes lefties right now. He's $4,100. That's a good look for you there. Maybe some Sal Perez at 4K versus Montgomery as well. If Elias Diaz cracks the lineup for Pittsburgh, he's 39 versus Bettis and Coors. Another guy you can definitely take a look at there. Because lefty's 339, righty's 357 off of Bettis. So something you can definitely... Pirates tonight, boys and girls. As you slide down, though, it gets a little wonky. Like Tucker Barnhart switch hit versus Jason Vargas at 37. The Reds against Vargas, I will have fun with that one. But you can go back to Mike Zunino if you want. We love him versus lefties, but still, it's Bartolo Colon. Bartolo frickin' Colon at $3,600. No one plays Zunino. The Mariners, we're waiting for the Coors totals. Right now, the Mariners have the highest team total at 5.8. Lefties 363, righties 369 versus Bartolo. Zunino, once again, at $3,600, is in play tonight because you're looking for ding-dongs at the catcher's position, and that's what Zunino does. It's like Maryland, crab cakes and football. Mike Zunino, I hit bombs or I strike out. That's what he does. So $3,600. The farther down you go, though, it's really catchers just getting worse and worse. Maybe an Omar Navarez versus Sabathia at $3,300. It's kind of the same suspects. John Hicks against Heaney at $3,200 if you're fading Heaney. Hicks is first base catcher at 32, prefer him at catcher over first base because first base is absolutely loaded as we get over there. Maybe for 3K, if Michael Perez is in the lineup for Tampa Bay against Alex Cobb, his left-handed bat versus Cobb at 3,000 could be a nice little value play for you down there. Don't hate that at all. And then other than that, Johnny Lucroy at 29 versus Rich Hill possibly. Sandy Leone at 28 for Stroman if you have to. These aren't guys I'm loving at all, but... check your lineup, see what else pops up. Probably get something super cheap if you want to just punt it completely. But Mike Zunino, everybody. First base, Matty Carpenter at 57 versus Pablo Lopez. It's an expensive price tag, but it's an outstanding play. If you can afford Matty Carp tonight at 57 versus Pablo Lopez, lefty's 357, righty's 321 off Pablo. Not the greatest ballpark to hit in. There's going to be better spots out there tonight, but Carp's a good spot. A better spot for starters is Joey Gallo. First base outfield eligible at $5,100 for King Felix. That's an outstanding spot. That price tag is crazy for Gallo, but in a GPP, love it. Jesus Aguilar versus Clayton Richards at 5K, also a great, great spot there. The Brew Crew of 5 total. Lefties 309, righties 366 off Clayton Richards. So a guy like Jesus Aguilar in a phenomenal spot there. Jose Abreu, been white hot, $4,900, averaging 10.5 his last 10 games. Before the goose egg last night, 10, 17, 19, 21, 11, 12, 0, 10. Crushing baseballs. Crushing them. $4,900 for CeCe. Definitely a target for you there. You know, Ryan Braun likes his lefties at 49. I'd rather go to Abreu at 49 on that one. So top-heavy position per usual. But you can slide on down. Steve Pierce has been hitting righties hard. He'll be super low-owned at 48. I do like Edwin at 45 versus Mejia. Jake Bowers versus Cobb at 44 is very, very nice as well. Going down even farther, though, look at a Justin Smoke switch hitting versus Pomeranz. Smoke does have a lot of power from the right side of the plate. He's $4,100. We're getting a little more affordable for you here. Toronto has a 4-7 total. Lefty's 353. Righty's 379 off Drew Pomeranz. So you can look at Justin Smoke at $4,100. When you get even farther down here, loaded first base, per usual. If you want to be GPP contrarian, Freddie Freeman is $4,000 versus Max Scherzer. Getting quite the savings there versus Mad Max. Just keep that in mind. Ryan Healy against Colon at 39 in a GPP. You could go that direction. Wilmer Flores, the birthday boy, came through yesterday. He's $3,800 versus Sal Romano. Sal Romano is not good at baseball. The Mets, this is how bad Sal Romano is. The Mets have a 4.55 total. That should tell you everything. Lefty's 396, righty's 316. Wilmer Flores still hitting in the middle of that order there at $3,800. Does come into play. Greg Bird got robbed of a 3-run homer last night. He's $3,700 versus Ronaldo Lopez. Ronaldo Lopez really hasn't figured it out. Lots of contact with Ronaldo. Yankees have a 5-3 total. Lefties 357. Righties 380. Yankees in play. Greg Bird 3700. A little farther down before we move on from this loaded position. Yeah, it might be about it. That's about might be about as far as I want to go there with that one. So check your lineups. Absolutely crazy. You might be paying up at first base tonight, or at least in the 4K range. Second base, this is the guy I want to pay for yet again. I know it's crazy, but I loved him yesterday. He went deep, and he had an RBI double. The Cubs have a 5-1-6 total. Lefty's 351, righty's 312. They don't have the hobby bias factor, though. Second base, shortstop eligible, $5,600. Just crushing baseballs right now. I got no problem playing him with that price tag if you can afford it. If you can't, there's going to be tons of other options, like Rugi Odor at 54 versus King Felix. Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. It's hard to pay $5,000 for Ben Zobrist, but he double-digit again yesterday. He's been doing that over and over again. He's been hitting towards the top of that order. He's 13-19 in his last two, a 7-4, a 17-11, a 27-8. He's playing really, really well at that top of that order. If you're stacking the Cubs, Zobrist should be a part of it. Second base alpha at $5,000. And that price tag, no one's going to own him. Brian Dozier at $4,400 versus the lefty Sean Manaea. We know how Dozier can rake those lefties, so go get some Doge at $4,400. A little farther down, maybe a Hernan Perez at 43 versus Clayton Richard. Second base outfield eligible if you want some savings on that one. After Perez, we got the likes of maybe a Daniel Descalso at 42, a Ketel Marte at 42 if you want to fade Pivetta. Not really looking to go that route. Gleyber Torres at 41 versus Ronaldo Lopez is outstanding, hitting in the middle of that white Yankees lineup. Against Lopez, righties have hit him just fine this year, so don't hate on that one. And then Jonathan Scope at 4,100 versus Clayton Richards is another really, really good one. We mentioned how Richards, righties are getting 366 off Clayton. Scope crushes lefties at $4,100. Great price tag there for Mr. Scope. You can look at a guy like Jed Jericho, who's hitting everybody right now at 4K. Josh Harrison and Coors at 4K versus Bettis is also a nice price tag. For some Coors action, as Bettis is coming off the DL, and he has not had a good season. He's getting hit pretty, pretty well. Again, if you want to be contrarian, Ozzie Albies is $3,800 versus Max Scherzer. Johnny VR is $3,800 versus Tyler Glasnow. Glasnow's been pitching pretty good. Then you get the Rays bullpen game. VR's been playing outstanding since coming over to Baltimore leading off every day. So $3,800, very much in play. When you look at Johnny V, I'll give you a quick rundown of his last few games. 33-0-11-8. Nice four-game stretch there since coming over. One dud, but eight or more in all of them. He's $3,800. He's running wild, so he could be in play for you. Jed Lowry, switch hitting at 38 as well, could be an interesting play at that price point. Farther down we go. Maybe a Willy Adames at 3,500. He's second base outfield, or second base shortstop eligible. Take a look at him. David Boat, if he's playing for the Cubs, hopefully in the middle of that order. He's second base, third base at 35 as well. That's a nice piece of savings to get a part of that Cubs action in that one. And then Jeff McNeil of the Mets went deep again yesterday. His kid's a really good prospect. I talked about him a lot. Talked about him on some of my other podcasts. He's really, really good. He's $3,400 going up against Sal Romano. I think he's a great play. I believe he was batting second last night. So if he's batting towards the top of that order again, $3,400 for McNeil is a really, really good punt at that position. Because that price tag keeps slowly going up. It's going to get up there pretty soon with the Asdrubal Cabreras of the world and everything. Heading over to third base, Jose Ramirez is up to $6,100, and he's earned it. Indians have a 5.4 total, lefties 260, righties 391. He crushes from left and right side of the plate. If you want to just go bat, 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 Ramirez is in a great spot. 61 is steep at this position, which is loaded. You don't need to go that high here, but very good play. Carp at 57, another high one, but good play. Eugenio Suarez versus Jason Vargas at $5,300 is the nuts. That's the play right there, folks. That be your play if you can afford it. If you can afford it. Jerkson Profar, third base shortstop eligible, but 48. Love him again tonight. The dude just keeps hitting. Keeps hitting. Got 9 more points last night. He's averaging 11.4 his last 10. He's really getting it done in that Texas order at $4,800. I like him quite a bit as well at third base or shortstop. Eduardo Escobar at 44 versus Pivetta is interesting, but give me some Matt Chapman at 43 versus Rich Hill. If you're fading Rich Hill or even just want a one-off, Matt Chapman is a great play, but possibly an even better play. And we do respect Sean Newcomb, and lefties actually hit Newcomb better than righties. But Anthony Rendon at 4,200 is also a nice discount. So Hill and Rendon, given they are tough matchups, both great price tags at their price points. But if you really want to save some cash, at $4,100, Kyle Seager, versus Big Sexy Bartolo Colon is only $4,100. This is a great play. Seager's kind of been inconsistent, a 5, but then a 28, a 0, a 10. Very inconsistent, but against Big Sexy at $4,100. Again, Seattle's currently the highest total on the board. Like that a ton. You can definitely save some cash. That's why that's $2,000 cheaper than Jose Ramirez. And Jose could double down and Seager goes 0, but saving $2,000 goes a long, long ways. So I do like that quite a bit. I mentioned Jed Jericho earlier at $4,000. If you want another savings, though, get a piece of the Coors action. Colin Moran, not lighting the world on fire, averaging 3.2 his last 10. A 0, a 6, a 5, 2, a 10, a 3, a 0, 3, 3, 0. But he's only $3,900 in Coors Field against a very bad Chad Bettis. You could do much worse. So if you want a piece of Coors cheap, Colin Moran's $3,900. Definitely take a look at that. Jacob Turner, if he cracks the Dodgers lineup, he's $3,800 for Sean Manaea. We know Turner does have great success for his lefties. Manaea's not your average lefty, but you get it. And then the farther down you go, it's David Boat, $3,500. Yet again, is a guy you could take a look at. Johan Camargo, GPP, $3,400 versus Scherzer. If you want to go that direction, I don't condone it, but I don't completely hate it. So those are the kind of plays you're looking at there. See what else pops up throughout your lineups. Going over to the shortstop position, you have Lindor at $5,800. Steep, steep, steep. I'd actually rather have Javi Baez at 56. Both good plays, just not my cup of tea. Didi Gregorius at 48. Jerkson Profar yet again at 48. Both really solid looks there. Manny Machado versus Manaea at 46. Very intriguing as well. Gene Segura, if you're stacking the Mariners at 45, he's in play. Mentioned Escobar already. Ketel Marte at 42. Talked about him a second. Tim Anderson, if he's leading off for CeCe at 41. If you're stacking the White Sox, I can get behind it. Not so much a one-off. Jose Peraza, definitely in play against Vargas at 4K, especially in a stack, but I'd rather have him one-off over Tim Anderson. Probably neither one-off, but I'd rather have him over Anderson at 4K against Jason Vargas. Marcus Simeon's been on fire of late. He's 39 versus Rich Hill. Kiki Hernandez should be in the lineup. Outfield shortstop at 37 versus Sean Manaea. Mentioned Willy Adames already at 35. Johan Camargo at 34. A couple kind of GPP-type plays for you there. Other than that, you got your Ahmed Rosario's at 3K, usually leading off for the Mets. Don't hate that against Sal Romano. It's a good spot against Sal Romano, actually. When you look at Romano, we haven't broke him down yet. But the Mets with their 4-5-5 total, lefties 396, righties 316. So you can look at Ahmed Rosario leading off at 3K as a punt. It's not the worst punt in the world. And the last one I'll mention, as always, well, JT Riddle's 29, but he's been sucking bad. But I'll see this Escobar of 2,800 versus Mike Montgomery. Headed into the loaded outfield. If you got Betts at 59 versus Stroman, Marte and Coors at 58, both really solid plays. If Mike Trout comes off the DL, it is our birthday boy of the day, the GOAT's birthday. Mike Trout's birthday is today. He's $5,800. He's been day-to-day. He's missed 4 straight games in a phenomenal spot versus Turner, so keep that in mind. Polanco and Coors at 57 versus Bettis. I like that a lot if you're paying up. But not everybody wants to pay 57 for Polanco. You got Nelly Cruz at 55 versus Cologne, another great spot for Woe Nelly. Carlos Gonzalez at 55 versus Tyon, another great spot there for him as well. Martinez, Benintendi for the Red Sox. All these guys at 5K are in really good spots, some more so than others. David Dahl goes from 3,500 to 53. I think I'll pass. I'd rather go to Cargo at 55 or Charlie Blackman at 51. David Dahl is $200 more than Charlie Blackman. Come on, people. Joey Gallo at 51 is a really good play as well in the GPP landscape of things. As you slide on down some more, you got Bryce Harper at 49. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But Senzu Chu at 49 leading off versus King Felix, I do like that quite a bit. He always goes overlooked in his matchups. Aaron Hicks at 47 versus Ronaldo Lopez, definitely like that, especially if you're stacking Yankees. But don't even hate that as a one-off. I think he's a really, really good play for you there. Brandon Nimmo versus Romano at 47 is interesting. David Peralta against Pivetta at 46, GPP only. But Chris Davis at 46 versus Rich Hill, I can definitely dig that. If you're going to target Hill, you target him with those kind of bats. Avisel Garcia crushes lefties. He's 4,500 versus CC Sabathia. Like that quite a bit as well. Mitch Haniger at 45. So you got some good options here in the mid 4K range. Jake Bowers at 44 versus Cobb. Talked to me about him at first base. He's first base outfield in a really good spot there. Shohei Ohtani in a great spot versus Jacob Turner. Turner's a gas can. He's horrible. So Ohtani at 44 is definitely a guy you can take a peek at in that matchup. Going on down a little farther. Like Steven Souza Jr. is on fire, but probably pass tonight. Teoscar Hernandez at 42 versus Pomeranz in a GPP. He has power upside is tremendous in that one. Kyle Schwarber at 4,200 versus Keller, trying for the ding-dong there. And then Justin Upton at 42 versus Turner. Turner's bad, really, really bad. He's been just barely hanging on in baseball. Lefty's 4.11, righty's 5.10 this year in a small sample. He's horrible, absolutely horrible. The Angels are going to be a very low-owned, nice stack if they show up. They've just been super inconsistent this year. As you slide on down some more, like a Randall Grichuk versus Pomeranz is 41. I like that. Kevin Kiermaier, 41 versus Cobb. Brandon Guyer, he loves facing his lefties. He's 4,100 versus Mejia. He went deep yesterday, a good spot for him here. Cole Calhoun's only 41 versus Jacob Turner. Another great Angel to target in that one. As you slide on down some more, you got Conforto at 41, Dietrich at 41. Interesting spots there. GPP Markakis at 4K. Sliding on down even farther, Jason Hayward's been playing really well. He's 4,000 versus Keller. You can take a peek at that part of a Cubs stack if you're stacking Z Cubs. You get below 4K now, and it slowly starts dwindling of late. Like Willie Calhoun's 39 versus Hernandez. If you want to get different, you could go there. Austin Meadows versus Cobb at 39 could be interesting. Meadows going back to Tampa Bay. That could be a fun one. Nick Castellanos, if you aren't playing Heaney, he's $3,900. He's very, very good at baseball. So you can keep an eye on him at $3,900. That's actually pretty cheap if you're not using Heaney as a one-off. As you go down farther, Trey Mancini's been hitting better at 37. Probably not going to go there versus Glass now, though. Ian Happ at 37 I do like against Keller. That's a good-looking play there. Hunter Renfroe, we did say how righties hit Anderson better than lefties. So if you're playing GPPs and you want a one-off Renfroe for 37, you could go that direction there. And as you get down even farther, it gets even bleaker. Inciarte, probably not going to play him at 35 or Schwarber. If I'm going GPP, it's Markakis, Albies, and Freeman against Scherzer. As you go down even farther, there's not much down here, folks. Pretty bad. Cameron Maben at 3,400 versus Cologne. I can get behind that. Definitely can get behind that as a value play in that matchup. And Adam Engel, he's the one that robbed Greg Bird yesterday. He's $3,300 for CeCe. That's not the worst punt. It's not great, but it's not the worst. Jorge Bonifacio at 33 versus Montgomery. Another okay punt, but not great at all. Try not to punt down here if you don't have to. There's really not much to like. Franmil Reyes, he can run into one at 3,200 for San Diego versus Anderson if you're just totally trying to just punt one out. Other than that, check the lineup, see what else pops up, but it's the way outfield's gone these days, not much down below. That'll do it for the bats. Let's recap your pitching real quick on this slate. Up top, you got Greinke 1, Scherzer 2, Rich Hill 3. Down below, Chase Anderson, Andrew Heaney, Nick Pivetta. And then if you really want to get weird, you go Alex Cobb and maybe Pablo Lopez. Obviously, Coors is in play tonight. The Pirates versus Bettis, love that side of the spectrum. The Mariners versus Bartolo and the Rangers versus Felix. That might be the game to target, though, over Coors yet again. Both sides of that are just outstanding. The Indians versus Mejia, especially from the right side of the plate. Yankees versus Ronaldo Lopez. Cubs lefties versus Keller are in play yet again. The Brew Crew, get those righties. Locaine, Scope, and many, many more against Clayton Richards. There's just so much you can go off of tonight. The Angels versus Jacob Turner, though, I think will get super overlooked. And if you're not using Cobb, don't forget about the Rays at all. The Reds against Jason Vargas. Like, if you want to go Angels, Rays, Reds, they're cheaper. They're going to be lower owned than the big boys. And they got great matchups tonight. So there's a lot of good matchups out there. Let's look at the BVP real quick on this slate. See if there's anything worthwhile. There wasn't much. Yes, Justin Smoke, though, 5 for 12, two doubles against Pomeranz. Luke Molly, Russell Martin taking Pomeranz deep. Steve Pierce, 4 for 9 with a double and a homer off Stroman. Xander Bogaerts, 11 for 29, two doubles, two homers. Eduardo Nunez taking Stroman deep as well. It's Kurt Suzuki, 8 for 21 with a homer off Scherzer. Freddie Freeman, 7 for 30, three doubles, two homers. Markakis, 17 for 58, six doubles. Flowers is taking him deep as well. Joe Mauer, 14 for 35, four doubles, a triple and a homer off Carrasco. Eddie Rosario's taking him deep. Miguel Sano, of all people, 7 for 23 with two doubles. Interesting. Eugenio Suarez, 3 for 6 with a double off of Vargas. Tucker Barnes got a triple. Joey Gallo, 3 doubles. Senzu Chu, 16 for 61, 3 doubles, 2 homers. Elvis Andrus, 29 for 102 with 4 doubles. That's a big sample. Beltre, 13 for 58 but with a homer. Rugio Doris taking him deep twice. D. Gordon, 14 for 38 with a double and a homer up Bartolo, but he's banged up. Nelson Cruz and Denard Span have taken Bartolo deep as well. As you wrap up the BVP tonight, do we have anything else? Small sample. Starling Marte, 6-for-9. Freeze, 3-for-8 of the double and a homer. Josh Harrison, 4-for-8 of 2 doubles. Mercer, 4-for-13, 2 doubles. Azdrubal Cabrera, 15-for-35, 3 doubles and a triple off Greinke. Interesting there. Justin Upton, 4-for-12, 2 homers off of Jacob Turner. Mike Trout is 3-for-4 with a double and a homer. Albert Pujols, 4-for-4 with 3 homers off of Jacob Turner. Small samples, but that's called ownership, folks. Ownership. So that'll do it for your Tuesday edition of Quick Hits. Check us out again on online at thesportsdegens.com, on Twitter at thesportsdegens. If you want to write for the site, let us know. Go check out our sponsor, Draft. Give us a rating and review, all that good stuff. I'm on Twitter at BDNTrip. Join us in the Slack chat with all the help you need. Bench with Bubba, episode 112 with Elliot Crist, dropped last night, previewing running backs for fantasy football season and his awesome new website, The Quant Edge. Go check it out. They're really good people. I'm not a big tout guy. I don't like to promote guys, but if it's worth the money, I like it, and these guys are going to be really, really good. So they have some really good packages there. Check them out. I'm not getting paid to say that either. Just good guys I know that are doing a good thing. So go check them out. Always pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the Players' Championship dropped as well. With myself and Jesse, we'll have a lot of good coverage for the last major of the year out there for you. If you need a quarterback preview for fantasy football, episode 111 of Bench with Bubba with Greg Smith of the2qbs.com. So a lot going on at Esports Degen. As always, go check it out. Good luck on your Tuesday slate. It's going to be another wild one like the rest of the year is going to be. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 7th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.